It's February. What's happening in the natural world? Here's Boulder naturalist Ruth Carol Cushman with local bird watchers Kit Bassam and Raymond Davis.
Right now we're in Lyons, and this is a turkey capital of Colorado, I believe. They have been seeing hundreds of wild turkeys flying in at night to roost in the trees that are right next to the road where we're parked. I brought along a flashlight and all of my trekking poles and all sorts of things that I thought we were going to go on a real expedition.
We didn't even leave the car.
We have with us today Raymond Davis.
So the other day I came down and parked here and watched 134 fly across and roost.
And we also have Kit Bassam.
When you've been here before, do you see them
silhouetted
up on top?
So the trees they like to roost in are on a little island out here in the St. Vrain River, and they're 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 pretty good-sized cottonwoods. Turkeys can fly pretty well, but they prefer to just coast, and so they get up on this cliff and then just float across, ducking under the phone lines here and going into the tree.
We're beginning to get sunset color, and it's 5:17.
I suspect starting in about 5 minutes we'll see a constant stream of them come across.
And we're hoping that we'll actually see turkeys this time. This is the third time that we have done a nature almanac on wild turkeys in the past 15 years. And the first time was up on Flagstaff, and the second time was at Sandstone Ranch. Both good places for seeing turkeys. And the first two times, we talked about them, but we never saw them. But this is the charm. We have Davis along.
Maybe. So I don't know when the official sunset is, but I suspect they start about 10 minutes after that.
Wild turkeys were probably native to scrub oak and pinyon juniper woodlands of southern Colorado, but they probably were not native in the northern part around Lyons and Boulder. The turkeys that have become almost nuisances now may actually be descended from game birds that were released here in the 1930s and 40s. I saw a big bird soaring. I think it was a golden eagle, don't you, Davis?
Probably.
Golden eagle just flew over, and we wonder if that's one of the reasons why we haven't been seeing the turkeys fly.
Yeah, I've seen footage of golden eagles taking fairly good-sized young lambs, especially off of the side of a cliff where they don't have to lift them off the ground. So I know eagles can take 12 or even a 14-pound prey.
I'm getting more uncertain about this whole project here.
There's still a lot of pink in the clouds, I think that has to fade before we see the turkeys. And it's probably going to be too dark to see any details of what they look like, but the wild turkeys are really quite beautiful birds.
Yeah.
They're dark, different from the domestic turkeys that are just sort of a dirty white, and the wild turkeys have an iridescent sheen to the feathers. We're gonna see turkeys.
5:32, oh man. We still haven't seen one. From the top of the cliff to the trees they land in is maybe one city block. So that's how far they coast, and they flap a couple of times when they're doing that. I guess I've never been outside listening. I've been sitting in the car watching them. So I don't know how much they talk.
Yeah.
I always claim that you can do a pretty good turkey imitation by just saying the word gobble over and over, like, gobble, 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 gobble.
That's you're good at it.
It's
there is one.
Oh, and there's more. Yep, we broke the jinx.
They're big and dark, and people aren't used to seeing turkeys fly, and so when they fly, you're not quite sure what you're seeing. You're going, well, it's too fat for a cormorant.
Looks like they're really working, even though they're coming from a higher elevation and just sort of gliding down to these trees. They work hard. It's now 5:36, and let's see.
I think there might be, there are definitely over 20.
They're so big, and they're landing on some fairly thin branches, and they're having a hard time keeping their balance.
They're bouncing up and down, tipping forward and back, and collecting more and more on each little skinny branch. I could picture these turkeys breaking some of those branches that they're on.
It is now 5:45 p.m. and it's getting darker. We still haven't matched your 134, Davis.
And there's nobody in this big two trees that are right next to us, which usually has about 90 in it.
Maybe our car is the problem. I wouldn't think so. A car usually is sort of like a blind because it's a house and they don't see a predator moving around in it.
Lord knows what it is. It could be almost anything. There could be two coyotes on the top of the cliff. And all the turkeys are lurking somewhere else, you know, waiting to figure out how to get over here.
Well, it's now dark. The birds have settled down. They're not teetering around trying to keep their balance. So I think all the turkeys that are going to come have already arrived. And it looks like the ones that are in the tree have gone sound asleep.
Ruth Carol Cushman, Kit Bassum, and Raymond Davis are friends and Boulder naturalists. For KGNU, I'm Shelley Schlender.